Boy, oh boy, oh boy, this is a good drive.
Sopkowitz with three catches. And instead, they're going to give him five of that first down run. Second down and five, ball at the 33-yard line in North Dakota State territory. Zach works out of the gun. Nigel White lines up behind him. The give is to Nigel, and he's wrapped up immediately. He got a loss of one. He got to about the 25 and was met by a host of Bison defenders who wrapped him up.
Well, one of them, it was either the right guard or right tackle. They had the guy over him slant inside and just beat him. And he's the first one to hit. Nigel didn't have a prayer. They haven't been moving their defensive line like that, but it was a slant to the field side.
So third down and six now for the Birds with 2:23 to go in the second quarter.
Let's
from
look.
The North Dakota State 34. Buckner, Carr wide to the left-hand side. Annixter back to pass. Pressure coming. Throws over the middle. Passes intercepted at the 10-yard line. 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45. And brought down by Keandre Jackson at the 47-yard line. Destin Talbert, the senior quarterback at Adarian, has his first INT of the year. And the Birds with a turnover and 2:04 to play in the second quarter.
That's terrible. It takes you out of a field goal for sure. And that's the corner we're talking about, though. He's been playing great for him the whole day. And the ball was overthrown a little bit, John. And he had pressure, though. There was quite a bit of pressure, too.
Yeah, he was hit as he released the ball, and that might have caused the ball to go long.
Right. He got hit just as he delivered the ball, and it went up over the guy's head. And that's really, when you get those kind of interceptions, it's usually the pressure that gets you. Illinois State's got to really bow up here. The empty set right away from North Dakota State. The quarterback's running. That's the left-handed kid in there now.
And it's Payton on a pass-run option. He's going to run across midfield and get wrapped up inside Redbird territory at about the 47-yard line. Very minimal gain. Four, maybe five.
Cam Miller coming back in.
He ended up moving the pile a little bit. Now Miller comes in on second down.
Just a quarterback sweep is what it was. Out of an empty set, two tight ends, two wides, quarterback run to the left, period.
Payton's a young man who's not easy to bring down either. 6'3", 230, redshirt freshman quarterback. The backup to Cam Miller.
Big kid.
1:26 now. Interesting play call on first down there to use that much time. 1:21, we're tied at 7. Miller play action, back to pass. Little bubble screen, right side. Hunter Lipke, it's going to be incomplete. He was hit by Will Hoyt immediately at midfield. Couldn't hold on to the football. Falls incomplete, brings up third down.
Rolling on the field, it's an incomplete pass.
I think they're going to check to see if Hunter Lipke made the catch first, but I don't think so. I think that was incomplete. Let's head downstairs to Craig Birch here, Illinois Ford Dealers sideline report.
Yeah, the question becomes, he had possession of the ball. How many steps did he take? But I only think he got one step in.
Illinois State's so getting their nickel in here late now, guys.
Third down and four now, North Dakota State. Play action, rolling right is Miller. Looking downfield, throws a little safety valve pass, gets it inside the 35, down to the 33-yard line, pass is complete. Braylon Henderson with a catch.
Minute to go. They're one first down away. They're probably in field goal range right now. But I'll tell you what, this kid can throw on the run very well, especially to his right.
He almost does better on the run. Really bunch set here on the boundary side of the field off the right hash.
No huddle.
Three wide receivers. Play action's going to be a keeper. Miller trying to run right and turn the corner. Good defense by the Birds as Zeke Vandenberg wraps him up at the 30-yard line. He's going to pick up three in the play. Never really allowed to turn the corner on the near side of the field.
Something's going on here.
I think North Dakota State's trying to call timeouts.
Well, their coach is complaining about something to the referee, and they're talking with the game going on, with the clock running. Didn't make sense.
The question might have been whether or not he went out of bounds on the tackle by Vandenberg. They're going to say he didn't, so North Dakota State's got a burner timeout with 43 seconds left here in this second quarter of play.
Well, the field goal from here would be 47 yards.
They're going to add 8 seconds to the clock here, move it up to 51.
Wow.
We are tied at 7. Birds scored first to open up the scoring in this one.
That's huge, though, moving that clock up here. Illinois State's going to try to keep him from getting his next first down.
So the thinking is his knee must have been down in bounds when he was tackled. That's why they didn't stop the clock from him going out of bounds. Thus, North Dakota State having to call the timeout and adding time back onto the clock the time that elapsed for the referee to recognize the timeout.
So it is a timeout. We'll take it as well. 51 seconds remain. Second quarter here at the Fargo Dome in North Dakota. Birds and the fourth-ranked Bison tied at 7. Back in a moment on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.